Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Ilona Europa, Accent On. Accent On London edition on LA Talk Radio. Everybody who never listened to our show, please tune in live from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific Time, Channel 1, again on LA Talk Radio. I am host for almost 10 years of my own show, Accent On, and I'm bringing to you, my listeners and people who are watching us, wonderful guests from all around the world. They have an accent, same like me. So today is one of those beautiful days. I'm lucky, with me in a studio in London and in different part of the world, I have my wonderful friend with us, Witold Szmanda. Hi, Witold.
Hello. London and to LA. I mean, our cities, it was for a long time also my home, Los Angeles. I lived there for over 10 years, and this was really, really amazing time for me. So
yeah, I remember, of course, I met you because of our friend, wonderful Kasia. So, Kasia, who is beautiful actor and singer, and your friend also. So she put us together, and I was just looking at you. I'm like, I never saw more wonderful looking man, beautifully clothed, great fit, body, and just full of energy. And it was so beautiful seeing you in Los Angeles. You are Polish and you were successful in Los Angeles. So you were my guest a few times on my show. So I was like thinking, huh, I wonder what's going on with Witold. Then I looked you up on Facebook and talked to my friends, and I was always looking what's new with you on Instagram. And you know what? I am so proud of you because you are doing life your own way. As I always thought you would be. In Los Angeles, you are living big, beautiful LA way of life, style of life. Then I know you decided to move back to Poland. You missed probably Poland, but you will tell us there. So if you can talk to us a little bit about your journey, because today we will be talking about fitness, health, nutrition, little about people who are overwhelmed by maybe the last year and a half with COVID, depression, success, what we are looking in life for us and for our family. We have so much to talk about it. But in the beginning, I would love people to know a little bit about your journey. From when you were young in Poland, you were into sport. Then you were moving around the world. Then you were back in Poland. Now you are in, where are you again?
Bali.
Come on, for like 4 months and you, who knows?
Bali.
That's so cool. I just don't want to show people my jar of water with lemon, but simplicity, we like both. And so, Witold Szmanda, one more time. You are an expert in fitness and healthy nutrition. You are a personal trainer and coach. You motivate and inspire your clients, and you support, educate, and fill all interested parties with positive energy. And you are very professional. I know that. And you treat every person that works with you individually, depending on the expectation and the goals. So I took this beautiful part from your website, because I want people right away go and see your website. And your website is witoldszmanda.com. So it's very, very easy. So tell us again, you were the young gentleman in Poland and you were into sport. And take it from here.
Yeah, I did many sports, but on the end, I stick with running. So I was doing swimming, kung fu, high jump, and then every time I fall in love with any of the sports, my parents would move. So on the way, I was like thinking, oh my God, which sport can I do? I can do by myself and I can still continue, because like swimming, you need swimming pool. When you do high jump, you need special equipment and trainers. And then I stick to running, and I was Polish champion in cross country. And then I moved to Germany and I was in national team of Germany. And beautiful journey. I have enjoyed sports so much. I wanted so much, be so good, like Olympic champion. I overtrained, I hurt myself, I hurt my back. And, you know, being in love with sports, I was thinking, how can I stay in sport? And me living in Germany, I was like, okay. This was very new, 30 years ago, personal fitness trainer. Oh my God. And I started. I was staying in sports. I was doing what I loved to do for me. And I could teach then also other people and meeting beautiful, interesting people as well. And then living also like in so many places. I mean, my job, wherever I moved, wherever I was living, I was doing also my job. So I moved to Germany. I was living in Munich, then Berlin. Then I was in south of France, Nice, Monte Carlo. Then I was in Cape Town. Then I was in Los Angeles. Then I moved back to Poland, also very nice time. And now I'm in Bali and just looking for new inspiration, new road for what, you know, what new to discover in this life.
Because we all are looking for something that we call happiness in life. And I know you have a lot to say on this topic. I know that your speciality is also a holistic way of life, a natural method for all of us to use to get our body and mental state in better shape. So if I could talk to you about it, I know that when I met you in Los Angeles, you were talking on a show about dieting, about an unusual way to just get out from the old and start with the new. You like new way of thinking, new way of breaking what we are used to do and just getting into new ways of discovery, not only about us, about surroundings and just changing something in our lives. If it does not work, so think about this, think what is wrong and what can you change, and do not be afraid of changes. So if we can talk a little bit about maybe your clients, because when your clients come to you, mostly probably they are looking to get better body, change the diet, be somehow, and it's coming to men, be like you, looking like you, which probably is not easy to achieve, but you have amazing successes. We'll be talking about press and media and a really beautiful, successful life that you are living in. And also we'll be talking about you trying to pursue something that you can call your own happiness, because sometimes with your success, you feel depressed, which everybody will say, what? Look at him. He's gorgeous. He's got great clients. He has great career. He travels all around the world. Look at his backyard right now for, you know, another 6 months. You're moving all around the world. You have this positive energy, you have the knowledge, you have the something what we don't have, that when you say something, you will achieve. So, you know, focus. So you have all of that, but deeply inside, you are still searching for something, the peace maybe, the better life, the better calm life, or just getting out your dark mood. So if you will start our interview, how you will take me or take somebody who listens to the show as a client and you will have interview probably with me or with some client. And you probably will individually talk to us, talk to me, talk to the client. What are you looking in life? So tell me the process. Clients are coming to you. How you start the relationship with them and getting them to the goal that they want to achieve?
Actually, because like you mentioned already, I'm personal fitness trainer, nutritionist, but also coach. And my goal, actually training my clients, is to bring them wherever they want to be, but not only physically, but also emotionally, like showing them, you know, the beauty they have inside, outside, what, you know, like on the way, the steps which they are doing and appreciating and being proud of themselves to come on different level in life and fulfill their own dreams, you know, just like you need to be strong inside to be, to have the courage to go for things you actually dreaming of. But very often we are not going there because we are afraid. And this is the way, I mean, mostly I bring my clients just to the next level in life. One step, two steps, but just like helping them to live their lives.
But, you know, most of us, the biggest problem we think when we don't feel happy about how we look, how we feel, maybe how life is going, we think, oh, I'm looking in the mirror, I don't like how I look. So everybody, first things what we want to do, we want to change the body image. It's so, so important. And it's so funny, I don't even know if it's worth to say, but everybody is watching right now and reading about Khloe Kardashian, who posted this by mistake picture of her in a swimming suit, and that was not retouched, was maybe not beautified. To me, she looked amazing, and everybody says, oh, you know, this girl doesn't look real, you know, all is false, you know, they make her look beautifully. And I'm like, what are you talking about? This picture is beautiful. I know Khloe didn't like how she looked too. So even people who living the dream life, they perceive themselves as they need to be perfect. So normal people like us, normal people who have not so much self-esteem, which looks like the biggest people also have this problem, how we can look at the mirror and say, okay, I maybe don't like what I see. I need to do something about it. Yes. So when I come to you, you look at me and say, okay, you can lose like, I don't know how many pounds, I can help you that. How you start the process of changing people's minds from how they look in the mirror to finding the inner happiness?
You know, the first step is to get in good contact. This, you know, the moment you trusting me, I will change your perception of seeing yourself, you know, because this is like, you know, we are not loving ourselves enough, you know, what you were just saying, we're looking for the outside world and we want to be appreciated, but, you know, other people should appreciate us, but we don't appreciate ourselves. And this is like huge work to show somebody, love yourself. You are beautiful. You have so many, you know, starting to know clients. You like fishing things, what they are good at, what they, you know, like beautiful eyes and just like good humor, and also like beautiful parts of the body, you know, like some people having nice arms and some, you know, like, yeah, like fishing for something to start to feel good about yourself. You know, this is like the most important thing. Just wherever you are, just find something beautiful about you and give yourself compliments. I'm giving them compliments, but I want them also to say loud what you like about, what changes you did, and how beautiful you are. This is like something, you know, where I would push my clients to realize we are beautiful.
Yes, it's true. So if we will start thinking this way and just turn ourselves into appreciating who we are and knowing that we have one life in this world, one life. Sometimes it's shorter, sometimes it's longer. So if we waste the moments in life and always looking in a mirror thinking, why I'm not who somebody else is, why I don't look like somebody else.
Biggest mistake, we can compare ourselves, and this is like our society, you know, like push us a little bit, or we grew up also like being compared to other people, you know, and this is the worst thing. On this level, we can be happy wherever we're going to be. Like we started to talk and I was saying, oh my God, I'm living like lavish life. I mean, beautiful life, being successful. And now I'm unhappy and I'm depressed. Oh my God, Vitor, how can you be unhappy and depressed? You in Bali, you Los Angeles, private jets, yachts, whatever you want, you have it. But in, you know what? Me, myself, I mean, I'm teaching people, love yourself, accept yourself, don't compare yourself. But still I'm doing, you know, being in the gym, I'm like, oh my God, my muscles are too small. I'm not this and this, not so flexible on yoga and, you know, just like finding everything what I'm not and so little things what I am. And this is like the key for happiness. And this is the time now in Bali where I'm working on it. You know, just like
I love what you are saying. I love that you are telling us that I know you. We'll talk a little bit more about career. You are successful. You are working with known people. You are changing their lives. You are changing your lives. You live fast life in a fast lane. You always are longing for successful life, whatever it is, and you are in media, you are in press, you are on TV, you have your cooking channels, you have so much going on in your life. But then one time, probably when, I don't know when this happened, probably a few months ago or something, you start thinking, I still feel depressed. Is something missing? And you did something what not so many people do, what you are good at. You like changes. You are not afraid of changes. And I will say, I am your little bit twin sister, because one thing's what I am. I'm not afraid of changes. I was born so optimistic that sometimes I think it's impossible, because bad things happened in my life so hard for many, many years. I was in a very, very, very hard life corner. And harder was, I always found a way how to pick myself up and leave, thinking not about the long, faraway future. But my motto in life is think about today and tomorrow. Slowly, take a deep breath, try to get one more day, but doing something that you know will improve whatever bad situation is in life. Because the big picture for me overwhelms me. If I will think when I had a really troubled life 10 years ago, so much needed to be to change, achieve, just go through it, and I will have no power for that. But you know what? My motto in life is one day at a time, believe in yourself, be optimistic with God. And my parents gave me probably these genes that I am really very optimistic. Not so many people are born.
Ilona, we are creating our lives, and where we are. We are creating this every moment. If we realize this and we pulling good and bad things to our lives, because we are attracting this and we are creating our lives. And when we are conscious about, it's very difficult, because I mean, I'm this very big school for me as well, you know, like, oh my God, I'm creating this. I'm the situation where I am right now. Financial, emotional, love, whatever. I create this because.
That's your life. We need to think we have one life. So if something doesn't work, we need to find a little slow way of improvement, not thinking I need to jump to the better life. It will never happen. But we need to find something, or people who push you, you know, push you to right direction. I know you are the person that's probably can talk and coach to hundreds, and you always do that. You're admitting right now, you are working on yourself. You just want to be happier. So if I will ask Witold Szmanda, you are our coach. You are talking right now about depression. You are talking about even successful people being depressed. What will be the first step for all of us to look into, to try to make us feel more self-worth, more loving towards ourselves?
You know, because I was living a lot in the Western world. Yeah. I came like 3 years ago to Thailand. I spent there 3.5 months. Then a year later, I went again for 3.5 months to Thailand. Then I went to Sri Lanka, and now I'm in Bali. And what I love about Asia, like, you know, appreciate what you have. Yeah. Be thankful for what you have. We're creating this. So anyway, be thankful for what you have, bad or good, because we're creating this. We want still work on something. And then also, love yourself. This is, I met here, I mean, I'm like smaller relationship here, and you know, and I get like question, do you love yourself? When you don't love yourself, you can love somebody else. You know, we're talking about this a lot. And, you know, loving yourself is accepting yourself and seeing beauty in yourself. You know, this is the first step to be happy, to go wherever you want to go. And because we can achieve many things, like I achieved, but very often I was not happy, depressed. Oh, my God. Private jet, I would sit, private jet, champagne and sushi and whatever. And I'm, because I was not happy. I didn't love myself, you know? Like, this is the most important thing. Love yourself. This is my message.
You know,
to start anything in life, to be happy.
I agree. Look, at, and I also love, when it comes to myself and even my daughter, I have a very small family, but when I feel like the mood is maybe a little bit darker around, I have always smile on my face. I just force myself to not have long, I call this long sad face. The same, I'm coaching a lot of singers and young singers who just always find something that is not right with them. When
Ilona. But your face is for the other people. What are you doing for yourself, you know, in this moment when you're feeling sad inside? Look at what is it and push it away. You should not be in this mood because you will give this energy also to others. You know, when you're happy, you give to the other people, you know. The face is one thing, but really the vibration you have inside, what you can move with this energy, it's humongous.
So you believe that when we are surrounded with people who think negative, who drag us into their own moods and always are unhappy for, even when they have a lot, they still will find something to be unhappy about. And we spend time over and over with them and they complain and complain. So do we need to try to change them? We need to just
Your life is, you have to love yourself and be there where you feeling good and don't change the other people. They are on this journey. You have to think about yourself. You have to love yourself. And then just not changing them. They can look at you and, oh, you're so happy. How you do it? If then you can help them. Don't try to change anybody.
They are on their
journey, you know. You can speed, you can, you know, we all having different issues.
You're right, but sometimes people who are maybe happier, they are or longing acceptation, they are also reaching out to people who don't give them back the love, and we are longing to reach them and say, love me.
This problem. Why are we looking for love from outside when we don't love ourselves? If you love yourself, you don't need the love from outside. You know, because we don't love, we won't feel something, you know, oh my God, we are needy. And this is like crazy, you know, like.
And again, I'm looking in your backyard. I know you are there or you are traveling and you're looking for the calmness and peacefulness. Also, what I learned in my own life when I moved from Los Angeles to London, I needed to get rid of everything, almost everything, because I couldn't bring what I had in LA, furniture, boxes of memories, all of goodies that I thought for the last 20-something years I was attached to it. But the getting rid of the stuff was very painful, but also was very, very helpful for me to think, let's see how I will feel when I practically have very little. So myself and my daughter, we decided to take our dog, the most important things that we love, from Los Angeles. Even when she's very old, we still couldn't leave her behind. And tiny few furniture that I just have for 30-something years. And who will think that I will be attached to, you know, little piece of furniture. But, you know, when I look with open eyes, wow, I don't have a car. In London, you don't need to have a car. You can have, but I'm enjoying being locked with COVID in my apartment. So for sure, I don't need a car. But I don't think so, I do. And this made me and my daughter calmer, you know, not driving, being just on a tube, then looking, okay, I don't have a lot, but I know what I took with me is all what I like, the minimum. So the minimum, finding the minimum, what makes you happy, I think can then grow into a better and better plant or planting happiness. Because some people say adding stuff, buying stuff, bringing to your life, that's what will make you happy.
Nothing wrong about, you know, just having the comfort and having things, it's beautiful. But, you know, just like you can enjoy life with beautiful things. It's everything okay, you know? I mean, there's nothing wrong about.
But you think, you said enjoy beautiful things. Of course, we do like it. But being in Los Angeles, it's very easy to buy beautiful things. It's harder to pay for them later. But being surrounded by more and more, I want this, I want that, my friend has it, I don't have, better car, better this. It's such, yes.
Yeah, yes, yes. This was also the thing which, I mean, being even in Los Angeles, I, you know, living Beverly Hills, you know, West Hollywood, Beverly Hills, and being in beautiful environment. And okay, the thing is, I'm training with rich, famous people and seeing them, I was also, again, comparing myself and then also longing of something, never enough. You know, like this is also what I'm working on. I'm like, Peter, you can be happy when you always, wherever you are, saying never enough. And this is something like, no, be happy what you have. You can have more, but you have to be happy now with what you have.
That's the most important line from our interview. You can repeat, please, one more time for everybody who listens. And we agree probably deeply with you, and we know a little bit about that, but we really never face this part of us accepting ourselves and loving who we are, loving what we have, not what longing for what we do not have. So you said on your website that wellness is the essential balance of body and mind needed to maintain good physical and mental health. So if we can talk a little bit about your lifestyle, we would like to know when you wake up in the morning. I know you are an amazing cook. I know you have your cooking videos. I know we need to send people to Instagram, which they can learn so much about you. We can send people to your website, vitalshmanda.com also. They will learn so much about you. But you wake up in the morning. What time? How is your schedule, build up through the day? We know you have unusual lifestyle because you are coaching people. Now you are having maybe vacation from this part of your work, and good for you. You're searching for the happy, peaceful, simpler Vitold Schmanda. to finding yourself again. So, but I want to know, you wake up, you look gorgeous like that, always at 7:05 in the morning. What is your time when you are up?
Usually like 8 o'clock, I would get up. I would eat some fruits.
That's your breakfast?
Sorry. Like getting up, I eat fruits only in the morning. So when I don't eat fruit in the morning, so during the day, I would not eat fruit. So the first meal is, there are fruits, you know, like here, papaya, dragon fruit, mango, and all my favorite lately is snack fruit. Oh my God, I never saw something like this. It's just like amazing fruit. I mean, how it looks and the skin of the fruit looks like skin from snack. And, you know, just like fruit, then I would go to the beach. More lately, I'm like taking easier. I'm not doing like crazy before. What I do, I walk at the beach for 1 hour. Sometimes I run, and sometimes I would stay at the beach and do workout at the beach. So, and swim also in the ocean. This would be like my morning. And then I would have like coming home, listening to few YouTube videos, learning something, you know, about how to feel happy, you know, just like something like this. And then I would go for lunch. And like here, Asia is big in rice. You know, I love rice. And now it is like in Europe would be potato and pasta and something like this. And here it's rice. And I eat rice sometimes also for breakfast and lunch and dinner. And I love it. Brown rice, yellow rice, and white rice.
And rice with something or just pure rice?
Yes. You know, like, here in Indonesia, they eat very little meat, very little. So, and when they eat fish also, it's like really very small piece, like 10 grams of
just for flavor. Meat. For flavor, yeah. But not for just the flavor. Amount.
Yes.
Okay.
And then I love tofu and tempeh, so I would use like every meal or every second meal would be also like tempeh and tofu with rice, again, with sauce, curry, and some vegetables to it. And yeah, actually, it's very like monotone, like very the same thing. You know, I'm eating almost the same thing, but right now I'm enjoying. So as long as I am enjoying, I will do it. When I need change, I will change.
I love that too about you, Vital, because people are scared to go for the dieting because they think, oh my gosh, for whole life, I'm stuck to not eat what I love or eat, you know, something that somebody told me I must and I don't like it. But you are looking for something that tastes good, is nutritional, of course, but you said something very special. I will do that until I feel like I'm done and I want to change. And it's okay. Yeah.
And you know, like today I'm eating this. And then when I was like 6 months ago in Europe, I would eat different things, you know. And my cooking show would be about many like sour cucumbers, fermented food. This was like big topic, which I did. I did some detox just totally different. So today I'm doing this and it is fine. And I feel like right now my stomach is so flat, like never before. I would never think how good this diet is for me right now. You know, I feel really good with it.
You know, and people always hear, I read too about dieting and talking to a lot of wonderful guests about that. They say, don't eat rice, is it white and is brown rice? Oh, this is all carbs. And
you will not believe it. I'm eating like twice as much as anybody and I still I'm like losing weight. I'm like, oh my God, what's going on? Yeah.
Oh, we love you for that. My daughter loves rice, but she's also afraid to eat a lot. So now when you told us, okay, we are fine, we'll be following that. So I know our show is going so fast, and I will need to have you again in 2 months or something, because I have so many questions that I need to ask you. But if you can say, as you said already, that we need to attract beautiful things in life to us. So how we can do that?
You know, I mean, I'm a very good example. And when somebody look at Vitold, how well I can manifest things in my life. When I just get something in my head, I mean, it's not just head, because usually I do this from the heart, you know, like I'm longing of something, like even Bali. I was like, oh my God, I would love to go to Bali. And then for actually how I came here, my very good friend said, oh my God, it's your birthday coming up. Do you want to go with me for holidays? I'm inviting you. And I said, you know what? I haven't been to Bali. Have you been? And then he said, okay, we're going to Bali. So, you know, like you can attract things when you really want something from your heart, from your heart. When you want just from the head, oh my God, you can wait really long. But when you want something
deeply, you want, you think that this can happen.
And the main thing is not putting any obstacles, but. We always saying, but then nothing will happen. If you can't achieve something and you have one but, so your energy is not on the vibration level, you will not communicate your needs. And when I'm on the vibration level, I just send this to the world, I don't say but, and everything comes to realization.
So you think, do we need to also believe in destiny? Do we need to believe that something's there that will make our road to happiness happen, or really we are the one who create our own happiness? How does this work?
I told you, what is happiness? Loving yourself, appreciating, and not saying never enough, saying it's great, I appreciate, oh my God. Being thankful for what we have, and then go and get things.
I love it.
How can we be happy when we're having already a lot? And it was me, you know, private jets sitting on that, or not this champagne, it's not so good. Oh my God, what is that? You know?
You also, Vito, coming back to famous personalities that you work with. You work with many interesting, famous, and successful people. I know there are. What you're saying, sometimes they are not so happy and they are dark inside, they are not happy. So, but some of them you probably help to change from the little maybe people who didn't appreciate what they have, even though they had so much, or just got them to the goal by, you know, implying all of these changes in them. Could you tell us maybe one or two stories of your clients that just made you also so happy because you saw the difference that you made in the lives?
Yeah, like, you know, like everybody is always asking me about celebrities. Oh, how they train, how they do. Mm-hmm. But when I tell stories, which I'm very proud of, is a girl from Los Angeles with many, many things. Like she would be first anorexia, you know, she would be sick on anorexia, then she would be bulimic, and then she would stay only home for 2 years. She didn't leave her apartment. And then Vitold is coming. And the changes which we did, like the first steps, going even out of the apartment and doing only, she had only 3 stairs outside of the apartment, so we would walk only the 3 stairs. And this was like so small steps. But in 1 year, from 350 pounds, she got to 170 pounds. So from 145 kilo to 70 kilo in 1 year. This was like, we walked only 3 small steps, but she did like huge steps with the time. And she changed everything about herself. She was, I mean, I changed also her life, because for 2 years she didn't leave house. Then she, I'm like, I love fashion. I would come always with like fancy glasses, you know, like Gucci or whatever. And then she would say, oh my God, I want also beautiful glasses. Then, you know, her body starts to be nicer. Then she, after I think 8 months, she said, she asked me, would you go with me for coffee, to coffee place? Oh my God, you know, this was like, till today, I'm like, even talking about, I get goosebumps, because this was like moving me also like so much. And I saw how I could change her life. But I was also so proud. She would ask for even 10 grams, you know, she would be with the scale, how much I can give here and there, you know, and how much tuna or whatever she would eat. And, you know, I'm not really so never counting, you know, calories, because I think when your body comes on in balance, you just eat as much you can, should, can, and then you would be fine, you know. So, but in the beginning, maybe, yes, it's good to go, you know, putting the food on the scale. And this was like, I was amazed. She pushed me also to be more creative in many ways, in training, because she was like huge. I couldn't do things with her. So I had to come with new exercises, and then I would come with new recipes. And this was like really amazing client who challenged me, but also gave me feedback, and I could see the changes. This was like exciting for me.
I remember you also mentioned one gentleman who was very known in the fashion world, that you also worked with him and you saw these amazing changes in somebody who was just successful and was surrounded by biggest celebrities, and he was unhappy with the way how he looked, because he presented...
Fashion critic, one of the most famous critics in Germany, this time I was living in Germany, in Munich, and he worked for the industry for 35 years. Like, there are only two people in the world who worked so long for this industry. I mean, when I was training him was before, but what nice was, first thing he asked me, how can I look like you are looking? And I said, oh, I'm Rana. The Rana having very like, you know, this is the Rana having skinny body. And he said, don't mention running never again, because I never would run. And then we went for shopping for clothing. And he asked me, which shoes should I buy? And I said, no, this, the running shoes are the most comfortable. And this was like first time to get him to, you know, like not pushing, but I said the shoes. And then somehow we walked outside and he would see some like luxury 5-star hotel running holidays. And he said then, oh, I would like to go there. Can you prepare me for this event? You know, like the energy which I had. And he was looking at me and he said, oh my God, this body I would like to have. And he says, running is good. So somehow, subconscious, he realized, okay, with running, he would start to run as well. So, and he is running till now. Wow. He is calling. We are like talking like for birthday and maybe holidays like Christmas. And he would call me and be told, I'm still running. I'm so proud. I'm still skinny, you know. But the most beautiful things also, because, you know, I'm like giving person, and when I can get something for my client, not just the money, but they give something for themselves. And this was like with the fashion critic, I would travel also to Paris and Milano for the fashion shows, and being, you know, sitting on the table with Naomi Campbell, you know, just like, this was for me one of most beautiful times in my life. Yeah. I mean, seeing show Chanel, Versace, Armani, and every show was a spectacle, like something where you would get goosebumps. And this was like really the best, some of best time in my life, yes.
So today we are talking to Witold Szmanda. I'm sure people fell in love with your personality and the way how you just tried us to change and just make us just fall in love with ourselves and to build our confidence and by looking in the mirror and say, you know, I'm good enough and taking from there and, you know, just focus on what is right and is beautiful. I know that you can talk about diet. You can talk with us. You can talk about exercise. You can probably show us a little bit of exercise another time when I will talk to you. I cannot wait that you will just show us some exercises maybe. Or people can go to Instagram just and to your website if they want to get in touch with you. Is this the bestest way, Instagram and your website, to get to you?
I'm more active on Instagram. But lately, I'm like really not active. This is time for me. And, you know, I don't want to please other people with how I look or feeling good or bad. So I'm keeping for myself. I'm working on myself. And I want to be happy with myself. And then...
So you then, also advise people when time is in life that we realize that something needs to be changed, is nothing wrong to take the vacation from the life that you had before and just rechange. Doesn't mean that need to be 6 months like you and being traveling all around the world or staying in Bali, whatever. But we also can use the time, small time, to just improve our mood, improve how we think about ourselves, and slow.
You know, the first thing, really, again, loving yourself, whenever you negative or critic, your inner critic is coming, you have to say, no, I'm not criticizing myself, not criticizing. This is the first step to love yourself. If you criticize yourself on anything, you're not loving yourself. You're beating yourself. You don't like when somebody would criticize you, but yeah. we're criticizing ourselves. Right. So we have to be conscious about
it. And you this also is a very, very on your website, beautiful motto, I cannot teach you anything new if you stick with your old way of thinking. So I like that you put somebody else's thought because it seems like it's very similar to what you are talking to us. So I hope people enjoyed tremendously our interview with Witold Szmanda. They will get in touch with you after maybe 2-3 months when your vacation or, you know, will be over.
They can come in touch with me still now. Yes.
Yeah, so. But let's go to Instagram. And so if I can maybe give people who are listening to us on LA Talk Radio, again, Accent On, every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Time, Channel 1. But if people want to know how to spell your name is Witold Szmanda, WITOLDSZMANDA. It's very unusual name. So hopefully people who cannot see us and see words under our video, they can understand how to spell your name. So I want to say thank you for today. And one thing, give me a present, one present for me. I love desserts. You mentioned fruits. Is anything that you eat outside of fruit that lady like I or whoever loves sweets can eat in daytime? You know, outside of coffee, because I still don't have
beautiful
coffee.
Things, even I'm in Asia where they have a lot of fruit. You know, and they would say, I can't eat too much sweets, even fruit, because next day I'm not going to feel good. I'm going to be moody. If you have this motivation, you know, like I know everybody, oh, I love it, I will eat it. How do you feel afterwards? You know, or when you criticize yourself, how do you feel afterwards with sugar and eating too many desserts, you know? You will not feel good next day. This is, you know, we have to just, do you want to feel good? Don't do it, you know? I mean,
It's not the answer that I was waiting for, but I love that you gave it to me straight, directly, and you didn't bend left and right. So, okay, eat your cheesecake, Ilona. But thank you for that. I will look more into the fruit, and I will cut my sugar from my diet, which I know I need to do that. And most of us, or everybody, really doesn't need the sugar. What about coffee? And I will say goodbye. Do you drink coffee?
I do.
Okay.
I do almost everything. I mean, just like even wine and beer and sometimes cocktails and I'm living the life. I know I don't feel next day good afterwards, you know, just like next day, but I still do it.
So you will do, and then you will not beat yourself down that you try to have a little
tiny part of what's
in the norm that is the healthy way.
If you don't criticize yourself, love yourself, believe in yourself.
And I will leave you and I leave our listeners and people who watch us with this beautiful message from Witold Szmanda, our expert in fitness and healthy nutrition and finding our inner peacefulness and just get off the depression and the dark moods. So you showed us the way, and I hope we will see you again very soon on Accent on London edition with Ilona Europa on LA Talk Radio. Thank you, Witold. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. And hopefully we're all going to be happy and sharing happy energy around the world.
Forever. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.